Hello and welcome. You're listening to Stay You Boo with me, Meg.
And me, Sam. The podcast where we have a coffee and unashamedly discuss whatever comes to mind.
From taboo topics to navigating life as a millennial.
Imagine a coffee date.
Or brunch.
With your bestie, but with a whole load of tech involved.
So without further ado, let's get into it.
So today we're going to be talking about New Year. So we're going to be talking about New Year resolutions, a little bit about 2020, what we're hoping for 2021, but equally try not to get our hopes up because we all saw how that turned out last year.
We have no idea how this year's going to go.
Honestly. But what did you think of 2020, to be fair?
So I actually had quite a good 2020.
Okay.
And I know that that is a bit rogue for the vibes of the world right now. But yeah, I had a great 2020. So I'm an introvert anyway. So staying at home and other people being told to stay away from me is kind of ideal.
Yeah, I remember when this first happened, you were like, this isn't so different.
Yeah, like my life kind of continued as normal. And the only difference it made really... Well, I mean, initially I went on furlough, which was perfect. And it also coincided with exams. So I just got to stay at home and study all day, which is what I needed to do. And I ended up smashing my exams. And then, like, since then, I've been back to work. I've changed jobs. I love my job now. And it's all done online. So that's still going. And, like, uni is all online as well. So really... The only difference is I'm working from home and I don't have to sit on a train for 2 hours to get to uni. Oh,
that is ideal. Like, yeah, commutes definitely have their benefits. Like, I like either reading, winding down, listening to a podcast, but I'm sorry, a busy train into London at rush hour is just not the one.
Exactly. And like, I agree. I love a good commute if it's like the right conditions. So like if it's not rush hour, if you get a seat, yeah, it's great, but it is also expensive. So I got to save money in that respect. And also I didn't buy as many coffees. So yeah, money has been good this year.
I bought more coffees, but you know, that's a problem for future Megan to worry about.
Yeah, I get you. What about you? What did you feel about 2020?
You know what? I'm similar to you. It was tough, I think. Like, I really did struggle with things like work. Like, I worked at a restaurant that was closed and just not being able to see family as easily, which was tricky at points. But do you know what? I had some absolute, like, brilliant highlights. I passed my finals. We started this podcast. I met some absolutely wonderful little human beings, and I'm very grateful to have them in my life now. And also, I did try to work on myself a little bit, like, not the whole, oh, I'm going to, like, use this as a chance to, like, learn a new language. I probably should have, but here we are. But just sort of like using it as an opportunity to, I don't know, just spend a little bit more time on me. So I had some great highlights. Like, plans were ruined. I didn't get to go on holiday. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm glad it's over. But also very grateful for the positives that came out of it, because there were a few.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, though. I think it's been so different for everybody. Like, I personally have had a really good year. It sounds like you've had a pretty good year too, but I am aware that it has been disastrous for some people. So yeah, I mean, I don't know how to explain it. Like, my words are gone now.
Words are hard.
Yeah, they are. But yeah, like, I think it's good to bear in mind that it has been a bad year for a lot of people, and a lot of people would have been very happy to say goodbye to it.
Definitely.
But also bear in mind that just because 2020 is over doesn't mean the pandemic is.
Yes, I was going to say that, in terms of just the fact it is literally just another day.
Like you said, it's just another day. And also, there are so many ways to celebrate, like, the earth going around the sun. And isn't it a bit bizarre that we are so, like, transfixed on it?
Yeah.
Days is also the same thing.
I mean, you know that I don't like birthdays. So,
I mean, you don't like your own. I feel like you need to be specific here, because otherwise you're going to stop getting invites to people's birthdays.
I love celebrating other people's, but mine has been removed from Facebook.
Oh gosh, I didn't realize you'd gone that far.
Yeah, it's not really my vibe, but I completely agree. At the end of the day, it is literally another day of a year. And I think that's something that sort of spills over into thinking about New Year's resolutions, because a lot of people will make these big statements about what they're going to do just because it's the new year. Yeah. And I think a lot of people will wait until the new year to start something. And it goes back to that classic thing, like, well, you can make those goals any day. You can make that change any day. It doesn't have to be the 1st of January. And I do think it's because of external pressures and societal pressures that, oh, it's the new year, therefore you have to change something about yourself or your life.
Yeah, I get that. I think there is definitely some societal pressure, but I also think, like, we all have it in us where, I don't know, like a fresh start, it's like an inspiration to us. Like, we just suddenly get the motivation we need. So sometimes it does come externally from pressures, which isn't good. But then other times it just kind of triggers this internal fresh start mode. And like, I'm a sucker for a fresh start. My mum was saying to me the other day that I literally put everything off till tomorrow. Like, if she asked me to do something, or if she's like, are you going to do this? Like, even if I've mentioned I'm going to do it at some point, I'll always be like, yeah, maybe tomorrow or next week or like Monday. I'm always a Monday person. Like, okay. It's like the new week. I'll start then.
It's a bit like, you know, when you get a new like workbook or textbook or something, like, you have to make that first page really neat.
Yes, I actually don't write on the first page.
Exactly. Do you see? Then, similarly to New Year's resolutions, by the time you get halfway through that, it is, oh, if you're anything like me, it's a shambles. I think the same thing is with New Year's resolutions a lot of the time, not always. And I know that sometimes they will work for some people, but so often you take it like halfway through the year and you have a look and it looks nothing like it did on the first page or the first day. Do you know what I mean?
And I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's like we start the new year being like, I'm going to spend every Thursday, I don't know, learning a new language.
Yeah.
And then like three Thursdays later, you're like, yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe next Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But before we go on to that, what are your three highlights from 2020?
Oh gosh, I feel like so much pressure right now to pick something good. My highlights, I would say my exam grades, and I know that's super nerdy, but I'm very happy with my exams this year.
Yeah.
This podcast, definitely starting this podcast, and just how much closer I've gotten with with my friends. I think I've definitely, although it's been online most of the time, I've definitely built stronger relationships with people that I was already friends with. Like, just built up existing relationships.
I love that though. A lot of the time, New Year's resolutions are almost like a preparation for failure. Yes. I know that sounds like very pessimistic. There's part of me that's like, if I don't make the resolution, I can't fail, which is a really bad way of looking at it.
Yeah.
But I think it's because a lot of the time, these goals that we set ourselves, they're just not achievable.
Yeah. And I think that is the key. Like, I think the key is to not be ridiculously unrealistic. Which most people are. And there's like, I don't have a huge thing against resolutions if they're done mindfully. Whereas if you're expecting to be like a whole other person throughout the course of the year, which, don't get me wrong, can happen, but it tends to happen naturally rather than like you've thought you're going to do it and then you do it. Yeah, it's just unrealistic. And like, there are things that take a lot of grit and, like, I don't know, resilience to overcome, that can't just be decided one day and then done the next, if that makes sense.
No, that makes so much sense. I just think as well, it's important to question what, like, why you're making that goal. And if you are making it for you and you're doing it mindfully, like, that's grand. But if you've decided that you're going to lose 7 pounds, but why? And I think that's something that I really, really struggle with, is just the fact that so many resolutions revolve around food, diet, exercise, and weight.
Losing weight, yeah.
And
you're just like, why do you feel like that's a positive decision to be making?
Yes, exactly. Well, it's something that inherently, like, we are programmed to link weight loss with success. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's so unhealthy. And we're literally bombarded throughout January with pictures of people on a weight loss journey or somebody doing a juice cleanse. And I just think it's really toxic. And I tried to, like, avoid social media a little bit more during that first month, because I know that it's not healthy for me to see. And don't get me wrong, if you are trying to move your body more in 2021, that's brilliant. Like, that's great. But as long as the reasoning that you're doing it is positive, and it's not just to tick a box or because you feel under pressure to do it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think, like, you're right. It's the motivation that matters. It's not necessarily the activity, although sometimes the activity is detrimental. So, like, juice cleanse, for example, I don't know the science behind it, but from what I can tell, it's not the best idea health wise.
Yeah. There's a lot of research that's been done on that. And we are going to talk about that and other diets in a future episode. Let us know if you do want to hear a little bit more about that.
Or if you really don't, also let us know.
Yeah, there's a lot to say about the science behind why diets don't work.
Yeah, and why they're not healthy for you overall. But also, I wanted to mention that people that do have personal goals about weight loss or anything in that arena, I think it's a very personal thing to you, like what your motivations are, what your experiences have been to make you feel that way. And like, I'm very much at each to their own kind of person. But I think there's more mentally going on there than there is physically.
Yeah.
I would just suggest, if you are going to make a resolution, that you maybe focus on the mental side.
Yeah, definitely. And I think just being aware that if you are going on that journey, just be mindful that some other people aren't and might not find it helpful if you are talking about it and promoting it online. And I know that they don't technically have to look at it if they don't want to see your content. That's completely true. So true. But I think just be mindful, because sometimes you can't help what you come across. I don't know. That's a little bit of a tangent, but
it's a very good one.
Yeah. But yeah, saying all of that, I personally won't be making any New Year's resolution, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to use the new year as an opportunity to set some goals and intentions, which I know a lot of people
would be like, what's the difference? Yeah.
I think for me, a resolution is more to do with, oh, you can, like, fail this. And it's very inherently tied to New Year and that sort of culture. Whereas for me, an intention is more of something that I aim to do, something maybe a lot of the time it can be, like, less specific, just sort of to do with what I want my life to look like. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. It's like to have in mind throughout the year, maybe.
Yes, exactly.
Rather than to be like aiming for it directly, or just like every day is focused on it kind of thing.
Yeah, you've worded that so much better than I did. It's sort of like something that I want in the back of my mind when I make a decision, for example, going back to those values and those core sort of influences that I might have thought of at the start of the year. And also just as well, that there are some that are, I suppose, overlap into resolutions. I just try and avoid that word because I don't know. I think I've just had bad experiences in the past with New Year's resolutions and just completely failing them because that's who I am as a person.
You know what? Sometimes relabeling things allows us to get over it.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. I think just that can be the same for anything. Like somebody gave me a food I didn't like, but it had a different name. Who knows? Maybe I'd like it.
Same. I'm like that as well.
Yeah.
Just don't tell me what the ingredients are. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Exactly. It's just so easy, isn't it, to just like get fixed on the fact that it's called something. So yeah, I probably am being a little bit like stupid with it, but here we are.
I think like with words specifically, we get really fixated on words.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like a specific word, but then we'll use the synonym all the time.
But yeah, I definitely have some more specific goals. So for example, I want to practice more yoga. By more yoga, I literally mean I want to practice 5 minutes a week at least. We're setting the bar low, very low. And if I don't succeed, I'm not going to beat myself up. It's just something that would be nice to do. I'm not going to force myself to wake up an hour early because that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Can I just ask what your reasoning for that is? Like, why yoga?
So yoga is something that I used to practice regularly, probably back when I was, I don't know, it was before uni, I'd say. And I found that after a yoga session, I felt in such a good headspace. And not even just straight after, but for the next few days kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It helped me both physically, like just feeling stronger and just better. But it also helped me mentally a lot. And it's just something that I've definitely got out of the habit of doing since I've been at university. I haven't been to regular classes because they can be quite expensive and things.
Mm-hmm.
Me just setting aside even 5 minutes in my week, I'm hoping we'll just like
for an at-home practice.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether that be something that I feel quite lucky because I've had those classes, I feel like I can to some extent do my own flows. I feel quite confident doing that or just following a YouTube tutorial. I also know that some YouTube instructors are currently running online classes. And I think that's something that I'd quite like to try and do just as well because it's their business at the end of the day and trying to support them, yeah. I think is something that's really important. But yeah, sorry, back to the point. I'm hoping that it will get me back into a more mindful state and a calmer state. If you listen to our anxiety episode, I'm not always the most relaxed of people.
That's an interesting way of phrasing it, but yeah.
Yeah. So every little helps. And if yoga can help that, I think it's something that I definitely should make the time for if I can.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah, that's a very long-winded explanation for something that definitely could have been a much shorter.
I was expecting, because I like it, and then you moved on. But no, I enjoyed that journey.
I also enjoy it. So, but yeah, that's definitely, that's probably the most important one for me. But again, I don't want to make it too strict. If mm-hmm. that makes sense, because I know that if I say that I'm going to do like 3 20 minute practices a week, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like some weeks I don't have time, but I probably exactly. But I just feel like I don't,
which is totally fine.
Yeah exactly. But then some of my others are completely not to do with anything like that. So I want to call my family more. I think something the whole of 2020 taught me was it's so important to just keep that contact. Even if you can't be physically close to people. I want to try some new recipes because I tend to cook the same 3 meals on repeat. And that for me, I know that it's related to food, but it's not to do with changing my diet. It's just to do with increasing the variety of things that I eat.
Yeah, which is so like a cooking almost. It's to do with like what you actually cook and the enjoyment of cooking as a hobby.
Yes,
maybe.
Yeah. And just like experimenting, finding new things that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Having fun with the cooking. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you're so right. Yes. And then the other two things are sort of related and just to do with trying to live a little bit more simple. And minimalistically, if that's a word.
Like kind of coming away from consumerism.
Yes. I want to declutter a little bit because I'm going to be moving house this year. And I don't need a lot of stuff that I have. I have a lot of stuff and it doesn't really function. I don't know. So I want to both declutter and just consume less in terms of like fast fashion and just weird little gizmos that I don't need. So those are my main ones. Yoga, being in contact with friends and family, and living more minimalistically.
I like it. That's good.
Thanks. Do you have any sort of goals or intentions for the new year? Equally okay if you don't, obviously, because like we said, it's just another day.
The short answer is no. I love the idea of new year. And as I said before, I am very much a fresh start person.
Yeah.
However, a lot of the things that I've been thinking about making New Year's resolutions are already things that, or intentions, sorry, we don't like the word resolution.
You do you.
are things I'm already kind of thinking about and have been working towards pretty much this whole year. So it's more like a continuation of what's important to me and how I want to develop as a person and grow.
Okay.
So things like meditating. Meditation is something that's really helped me overcome my anxiety. And like you with your yoga, and also me with my yoga, it's something I kind of grown out of, or not grown out of, just kind of come away from. I've just stopped doing it, basically, or at least not as much as I used to. And it's something that really helps me. So it's just like one of those things, like, I know it helps me, and yet I don't do it.
Oh, gosh, I'm so guilty of that.
So that is something I've already been trying. I've done a few meditation courses. So again, it's something I've already started. So I wouldn't really call it like a new year intention. It's just kind of a general intention.
To continue with positive changes you've already made.
Yeah. And like, I'm applying for PhDs at the moment.
That's so exciting.
Oh, it's exciting and terrifying. But it has been a lifetime goal of mine. So just doing anything I can in order to like prepare myself for the possibility of me actually being accepted, which I don't think I've really let myself believe yet.
It would be silly to not accept you, honestly.
Thanks. However, there's still that possibility that they won't. So I'm trying not to get my hopes up. Kind of to do with that whole like setting yourself up for failure thing. So I'm applying, and yeah, just kind of most of my intentions have been around studying and being the best I can be in my field. Not the best in my field, but the best I can be, like just reaching my potential, I suppose.
I love that. I love that it's so personal and like just sort of highlights like this isn't a competition.
No. And I hate that kind of sense of competition, especially with things like knowledge. Like it's just one of those things where I do what I do because I love it and I enjoy it. And yes, it is an incredibly competitive field, but most of the time I try to ignore that because it just has no meaning to me. Like I have no interest in being the best at anything. I have no interest in being better than somebody else. I just want to do my best. And because it's what I love, it's my passion. I've gone on a right tangent.
I like this tangent because it is to do with this new year and how you're going to like what you're planning for it. And like you said, that is to continue to be the best version of you.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I will hopefully, I don't know what would stop this from happening, but I'm still saying hopefully be graduating this year, as will you. That's an exciting thing. But I still work in student years. So like my year starts and ends in September. So to me, New Year's really isn't actually that much of a fresh start.
Okay. Yeah. And that's something that's actually really great to acknowledge. It's even like diaries. You can either buy the September ones or the January ones. Yes.
And for some reason, I still buy the January ones.
Yeah, I do.
Which never makes sense to me because I've always said like when I say this year, I mean this academic year.
Would you have any tips for anyone in terms of how to cope with New Year, the pressure of New Year, and how to to set goals and intentions if you want to?
Tips. I would say really focus on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard to explain, like this year specifically, I think it's been such a year for self-discovery, not for everybody, and I'm aware of that, but for a lot of people, it has been. So it's a really good year for setting intentions.
Yeah.
And if you, that's something you want to do, use what you've learned this year about yourself to purely think of yourself when setting your intentions. Don't think about anybody else. Be selfish. And I have this thing about the word selfish. It's got a very like negative connotation, kind of like what we were saying about words having weird meanings or like individual meanings to people. But I like the word selfish. I think it's important to be selfish within reason, obviously. But yeah, I think when setting New Year's resolutions or setting intentions for a fresh start at any point of the year, it is so important to be selfish because that is the one time you really can indulge in that.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really important point. Like you said, being selfish actually is sometimes what you need to do. And I completely agree in terms of when you are setting intentions and making goals is checking in with yourself regularly.
Yeah.
In terms of how is this making me feel?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's making me sad, is it really worth it?
Exactly. And also be honest with yourself. Like, are you the type of person that works well with goals? Because many people are not. You said about sometimes setting resolutions is kind of setting yourself up for failure. That's what a lot of people feel about goals in general. And if that is you, then that's totally fine. Don't set them.
Yeah. And I think one thing, like we said, you are bombarded with it at New Year. So if that's something that you find difficult, stay away from social media if you can. Be honest with your family and friends. Tell them you don't want to hear about their diet, their exercise regime. Mm-hmm. You don't want to hear about what they're doing if you think that's going to be unhelpful for you. And if they're your friends, they'll completely get that. And obviously, it's not always possible, but just trying to distance yourself from it if you think it's going to be triggering or harmful in any way, because it's a stressful time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can be very overwhelming.
Yes. Oh my gosh, completely. It's just everywhere. And there are now like movements to kind of try and change that. So I know that Lucy Mountain, who's a content creator, mainly on Instagram, she's created something for like a NOBS guide. So NOBS is like the community that she's created. And it's just like the antidote to New Year's diets and exercise regimes and things like that. So you can sign up to that. And I have, just to try and combat everything else that seems to be going on. So I'll leave a link to it down below in case anybody else wants to join.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. So there are people out there talking about it and trying to portray a balanced approach to New Year, because I think that's what's important really at the end of the day, is whatever you do choose to do, whether that be setting a fitness related goal or not, doing it in a balanced, realistic way.
And kind to yourself way.
Yes, exactly.
I was just going to say, I think of all the years to be kind to yourself, this is it. Although some of us have had good 2020s, it's still very delicate out there. We don't know what 2021 is going to be like. So yeah, just be gentle with yourself.
Absolutely. I think it sounds so cliche, but you are wonderful. You are brilliant. And you cannot let this overwhelming pressure that comes with January to force you to change, because a lot of the time there's no need.
Yeah.
And I think just acknowledging that sometimes you don't need to change. You should not ever be in a position where you hate your body or you hate yourself. January the 1st is another date.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another month. And if you want to choose that as the start for your journey of self-discovery, self-love, that is grand. You carry on. But it doesn't have to be. If you've already started that journey, that's also excellent. And if you don't quite feel ready to make those steps, that's also completely fine. Take your time. It's so personal and that's okay.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So I think that's all we really have to say. I think we acknowledge that this year it isn't going to be simple. I think that's already been proved by the number of like rules and things that have already changed, but just putting yourself first.
Yeah.
So yeah, putting yourself first, looking after yourself and keeping in touch with those who are close to you and who can support you through it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you've brought up some really good kind of tips for people that don't necessarily see New Year's as this fresh start, but feel like they are forced into seeing it in that way. And it's important to acknowledge that everybody will have a different experience of things. And whatever your experience of New Year's and how you want to start the new year is totally independent to you. And when it by no means telling you how to do that, but just kind of bringing up some things to bear in mind on your journey to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you have got any goals, though, I would be interested to hear them because we do love a bit of self-improvement and self-love. So let us know. Follow us on Instagram at @stay_you_boo and let us know. Like, subscribe, leave a review, rate, I think is the other one.
Do all the things.
Share. Did I say that one?
I'm not sure, maybe.
That should be my goal, to understand how this all works. That is my goal for 2021.
Marketing definitely isn't our forte, but it can be if we want it to be.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how much energy I'm willing to put into that. But yeah.
So yeah, thanks for listening. We hope that your year brings you love, happiness, and all the things you wish for. And stay you.
Speak to you next time.